Time exactly for the No Sweat News. We'll gear you up for Metallica tickets on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning. Dateline England for story number one. Business is booming in England. Now, since opening in March, we take you to England for story number one, Merry Old. Since opening in early March, Purple Mamba, the Purple Mamba Club, has operated only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings only. But the venue in West Bridgford, England, has now won permission from the local business council to be open every day of the week because, well, business is booming and people are saying that there's not enough babysitters in town. We can't get babysitters only on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Can you please be open in the middle of the week? What is Purple Mamba? Well, according to their website, it's a private club for liberated adults. What you and I might call a swingers club. Amanda Carroll, who runs the club with her partner, said, people keep asking us, can you be open midweek because we can't get babysitters on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday because they're all booked out. And every teenager in town apparently is busy. The club boasts a hot tub, a lounge area, and two playrooms, whatever they are. Business is booming at the swing club that they got to open up on Wednesday and Thursday nights as well. That's how you do in England. All right. Boots be knocking. Dateline Canada for story number two. Back in 2013, Eric Abravitz applied for a scholarship at a music school in L.A. He plays the clarinet, and he is really good at it. The scholarship would have allowed him to study under one of the best clarinet teachers in the world, but unfortunately, oh man, he got an email saying he had been rejected. Or had he? Over a year later, he ended up auditioning for the same teacher, and he found out that he had actually been accepted. The teacher remembered his name. What happened? Well, it turned out his girlfriend back in 2013 saw an email that he had won a full $50,000 scholarship, but she deleted it. You know why? She didn't want to move away. Didn't want to move to L.A., so she deleted it. Well, Eric has since found out, sued the ex, and was just awarded $350,000 in damages. Wow. Didn't want to move? So you deleted the email that could have changed this guy's life? That's brutal. And speaking of brutal, Dateline Wisconsin for story number three. It is official. Pumpkin spice creep is worse than Christmas creep because here on June, 18th? The first pumpkin spice product is already on the shelves. Someone in Germantown, Wisconsin found Special K pumpkin spice crunch cereal at Walmart, and that now beats the record for the leak of pumpkin spice. Last year, the first product of the season was a Werther's original pumpkin spice caramel, but they had the good sense and discipline to wait until July to put them out. This Special K cereal is out a month and a half earlier, and the pumpkin spice creep now worse than Christmas creep. Will we see Christmas decorations before July 4th? Gosh, I hope not. That's today's No Sweat News. We might see you on Friday's No Sweat News quiz for free Metallica tickets, right? Tune in tomorrow, and if you miss any of the No Sweat News episodes, make sure you tune it. Get the podcast over at WRAT.com by clicking podcast.